The following is a paid program. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Pittsburgh Works. And you know, it's amazing. Timing is everything in this business. And when you think about this time of year, you think about friends, family, and they gather people that are still with us that we're blessed to have at our side and ones that have passed on. But it's also a chance for you to sit down as a family and reconnect and start to see things that maybe you don't notice when you're so busy during the rest of the year, and especially for people that have really given their lives to make our lives better. And that's the seniors of our community, and especially family members, you know, parents and grandparents, and how they may need some help, you know, getting around their house and being a little bit more mobile. And there's nothing worse when your mobility is taken away from you. Joining me today is Dr. Dave Timmons. He's from Golden Bridges, and we're going to tell you all about them in a moment. We're going to focus on some of the stuff that they can do to make it easier, but this hour is going to be more driven towards, healthcare, as far as generic healthcare is concerned, for the geriatric members of our community. Things that you can do on a day-to-day basis to keep them in the game, if you will. All right, Doc, it's great to have you on KDK this morning. And it is really, timing is everything. And this is such a timely topic because now more than ever, you reconnect with your family and you see things, especially people slowing down, that you may not have noticed before. Good morning.
Good morning, Robin. Thanks for having me. It's great to see you. I met you once before at a Villa St. Joseph outing that I just wanted to mention their name. One of my favorite people and seniors in the world, her dream that night was to meet you, Sister Francesca. You came over and gave her a kiss.
And she looks better than I do. And she's a few years older than me.
Yes, and she's a wonderful person. And it's really people like Sister Francesca and a lot of other seniors out there that have such an unmet need in our community. And it's that need that really led a group of people to come together and form this company. And Golden Bridges is formed to really meet the needs of the largest growing and most important segment of our community, and that's seniors. Approximately 1 in 8 people in America are over the age of 65 now.
We're like number 2 behind Dade County, Florida.
We are number 2. And what we know in the next 10 years is 20% of the American population will be over the age of 65. The problem is, we don't believe that our community is set up to really deliver the needs and to care for these seniors. You know, they are such an amazing resource, and we can learn so much from them, and they're such an important part of our community and society that we think there's a big void and a big unmet need to care for and meet their challenges and meet their needs in the future. Really, that's why Golden Bridges was formed. It was formed from a group of people who've all faced challenges dealing with loved ones, dealing with parents and family members, trying to help their family members stay safe, trying to meet their wishes of staying at home. You know, if you talk to, if you have your parents or family or friends alive, Rob, and you talk to them, all seniors want to age at home. You know, no one wants to be displaced and go to a nursing home or an assisted living home. So the goal of Golden Bridges and our mission statement is to help seniors age with independence, security, and peace of mind.
And dignity.
And dignity, that's exactly right. There's a big void, and a lot of people don't know how to help seniors do that. You know, I would tend to say that a lot of listeners out there have a loved one, have a mom, a dad, a grandparent who they're worried about at home right now, and they don't know what to do to help them. You know, how many seniors are falling at home? How many seniors can't make it to their doctor's appointments or aren't taking their medications right?
Or end up sleeping in the living room because they can't get to their bedroom, which is on the second floor.
Exactly. I think it's something that we all face, and it's a challenge that we all worry about. And really, it's that need, and it's what we feel as that void out there that I see as a physician and that several other people as part of this organization see in just dealing with their loved ones, and they see it in their line of business. That we really came together to try to help this part of our community.
And listen, let me tell you, as far as people are always thinking about finances, and I totally understand that. But when you look at adding a stair lift, a modular ramp, a wheelchair lift, home modifications, the big picture on what it costs on a yearly basis or even a monthly basis to be in some of these beautiful facilities, you're saving a lot of money. And more importantly, especially if you're a baby boomer like me, and I'm not fortunate to have either of my parents left, but my father was such a hero to me. Even as he was aging and became very ill, I was always, well, because I was so respectful, I didn't want to say the wrong thing. Plus, when my dad spoke, he was like E.F. Hutton. People listened. You know what I mean? So you're worried about their dignity, how you approach them. But if you're able to do this, it's a win-win. Not only do you save a lot of money, but you let them stay at home and remain independent. And you know what? You can do it in such a quiet way, maybe one thing at a time, or suggest something that they don't even realize that it's happening. And then in the end, they realize that you did it for them because you love them. So there's a proper way to approach this. But if it's a bottom dollar that you're worried about, you're going to save money doing this, in my opinion.
You're exactly right. You know, healthcare costs, almost 50% of the federal budget is on caring for seniors.
Really?
I see the hospital systems and nursing homes. You know, hospitals are looking to get people out of the hospital as quickly as possible because Medicare and insurance companies don't want to pay these big dollars anymore.
And it's getting worse.
It's getting worse. What we know is that the state of Pennsylvania put a cap on the number of nursing home beds that are available. No one can open a new nursing home in the state of Pennsylvania unless you move beds from somewhere else because it's expensive. So the fact that hospitals are getting people out quicker, nursing homes aren't growing, and the senior population is going to double in the next 20 years, where are they going to go? They're going to go at home. And that's not such a bad thing because that's where they want to be. So the challenge is for us to make that home a safe place, a loving place, and a good place for them to age. And Golden Bridges can do that through several different mechanisms, which we can talk about as we go through the course of the show.
We're going to go to a break now. Dr. Dave Timmons, my guest. We're talking about senior health care, but also Golden Bridges. And we're going to tell you how you can get a hold of them right now. What's the number and website, please, Doc?
The phone number is 1-800-725-0030. And it's www.golden-bridges.com.
All right, golden-bridges.com, 1-800-725-0030. Is that correct or not?
Yes, Rob.
Okay. We'll come back much more in just a moment. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
I have a question for you. Doc, come over here real quick. Get close to that mic. We are back on Pittsburgh Works, and I was just telling Dr. Dave Timmons, who's here, and by the way, Golden Bridges, you really got to check out what they do. Go to golden-bridges.com or call them 1-800-725-0030. How do you approach a guy like my dad? God rest his soul. I mean, the guy was in World War II, and you know, maybe he would, and he died of lung cancer. Didn't need one, but I started to think, sitting here with you, if I would have had to approach him about a portable toilet or bath or bed, you know, how do you approach them and do it? Give us some pointers how we can do it and do it respectfully. We talked a little bit about it in the last break, but just kind of hammer home what people can do so we don't insult them or upset them or, for God's sake, hurt their feelings.
That's a great question, Rob, and it's a great time to talk about that question because lots of families are together this time of year, and lots of people are sitting around a table worrying about their parents, and you can almost see brothers and sisters looking at each other saying, who's going to bring this up, in fear of it not going well. But, you know, the reality is, what's going to happen if this conversation doesn't happen? What happens when the conversation doesn't happen is that seniors fall, they break hips, they fall and they go into renal failure, and a lot of medical issues can occur. Not only do they fall, a lot of seniors are unable to walk around their house and they can't appropriately bathe. They get malnourished, which affects their, it affects their entire health and well-being.
It's just not fair for them after working so hard to end up that way. And for God's sake, I'm sure it happens. You know, someone on Christmas Eve, you know, family leaves, joyous occasion, you know, mom wants to stay there, and they've been saying for years, we should have gotten her this, and she ends up face down all night by herself, ends up getting pneumonia, ends up in the hospital, and then she's feeling bad because she's ruined your holiday. That's how mothers are. This is such an easy thing to do, and especially if you're younger, when everyone's somewhat healthy, if you can start to do these changes, you know, gradually, it really is going to give you peace of mind, especially if you're out of state.
You're right, and I think the key to this is to have open communication with your family and to start this communication at an earlier point. You know, so when you're sitting around the table with your parents who may be in their 70s but still fairly active, it is critically important to talk to them about several things. You know, as a physician, a challenge that we get when seeing patients in the hospital and in the nursing home is when people get sick and we don't know what their wishes are. You know, how many people out there don't have advance directives filled out? How many people haven't discussed what they would want done if they become sick with their family? And my thoughts are, and in my, you know, most of what I do in my work is dealing with geriatric patients, and I love them. And it's what excites me professionally. But what I realize is all of these people are okay talking about it, Rob. And I would tend to think that your dad would have been okay talking about it. They don't want to bring it up. Bringing it up, it's humbling to bring it up. It's humbling to ask for help.
But let me tell you the kind of guy he was. And this is why I will go to my grave saying they'll never make a generation like that again. My dad got diagnosed in May and passed in July. And obviously there were symptoms. And we have found out since the fact. Mm-hmm. But he didn't want to go because he was worried about my mother, whose health was failing. But it's ironic, 2 years before he gets sick, he starts doing all these renovations around the house to make sure that she would be okay if something would happen. And I think as a couple even too, maybe you should sit them down together. Because if somebody would have done that with my dad, it would have given him the peace of mind to say, okay, they got her back. Now I need to get to the doctors. Now I'm just thinking outside the box here, but to have this conversation with your parents together would not be a bad idea. Wouldn't you agree?
It's a wonderful idea, and seniors want to talk about this. I think they want their kids to care about them and love them, just like our kids who don't want to admit that they need something done, but they need guidance and they need push too. And I think that our parents and our grandparents are not so different, Rob. And to sit down and talk about, you know, a lot of the things that Golden Bridges can do, from putting in stair lifts to help your mobility to staying at home, to putting in ramps in and out of your house to help mobility to stay at home safely, to renovating a house, to providing home care workers in a house, Rob.
Having a handyman, because that's another thing, how these, I'm not mentioning any names, but I have learned by doing the True Value Show with these contractors, and my mother had a bad experience, they take advantage of these seniors and they rip them off. So having a handy person around that can come and fix a light socket or a leaky faucet, that's a good thing.
To have someone you can trust to do all those things, and really that's the whole point of this company, is to have several different business lines that can help the senior go from the point of having the discussion and talking about it to providing services. And really those services go from home modification and lifts and ramps to home care in the house, where someone can actually sit and help take care of mom at home, help entertain her, help play cards with her, which actually means a lot. There's also a huge transportation need. You know, how many patients can't get to the doctor's office, can't get to the pharmacy to pick up their medications because they can't get a ride and they may be too proud to ask their family member to take the day off work to take them. So Golden Bridges is looking at putting together a senior transportation company in the next few months. There's legal and financial services. I can't tell you how many patients and families I've spoke to who, when a loved one comes to the nursing home, they have no idea if their parents have money or don't have money. They have no idea if they have a living will or not. And these are all issues that if you are senior and you're out there, the biggest Christmas gift you could give to your family is to have these things in order, because it is so much pressure and so much stress on kids and on family members.
Let me just interject something here, because there's so much going on right now as far as what we're talking about here, stair lifts and modular ramps and wheelchairs and home modification, transportation. Could I just make a cold call, 1-800-725-0030, and say, look, I'm 55 years old. My mom and dad are in their early 80s. They need help. Can you come over and just walk through the house and give us some ideas on what they need, that at least I know if it's four or five things or even one thing, it'll be the right thing?
Absolutely. And there's a registered nurse on staff who will come out to the house with a free assessment and really just talk with you and walk through all the needs. And the goal is not just to assess one need, but the goal is to take you through the steps that really need to be answered to ensure your safety, to ensure your health, and to help your family down the road. So one phone call would be a free assessment by a registered nurse. Absolutely.
You know, and I got to tell you, these reverse mortgage commercials are on constantly these days. And I've got thoughts about that, but I'll save that for my show. But one thing is a concern. When, say, that you are out of town, and something happens or someone has to be, you know, put into an assisted living situation because it's gone on too long, there's too much that needs to be done, and then you've got to get into the real estate and all these other things. Can you help with that too? Say, look, I'm coming in for a week. I'd like to meet with you. I heard about you. Can you jumpstart this and get it going? Because my parents are going to be okay, or my parent, but I've got to go back to work. I've got a family of my own.
Rob, the goal of Golden Bridges is to provide every service that a senior may need, from the ones we talked about to the point where if you do need to downsize, or what people like to call right size and move, there are people who will come into the house, help find a safer place to live if you can no longer stay safely at home, can help move you, can help auction off items. It's really a full service company meant to meet all the needs of the elderly. You know, looking and doing some research in the last few weeks and months, the AARP put out some numbers that the average caregiver in the United States lives 480 miles from the one that they are taking care of.
That's impossible.
It's impossible, and the amount of stress that it causes, how it impacts their relationships and how it impacts their work, I can only imagine.
And then you're torn between, am I doing enough? And your parents, for the most part, realize you got to take care of your children and wife or husband, whatever the case may be. So you know what? Instead of going through all that and sleepless nights, and I've been there, trust me, make the call and at least see what there is out there as far as opportunities.
Well, families and seniors need organizations like this. They need people to help them. They need people to walk them through the steps. Everyone is so busy in life anymore, Rob. We're too busy. Another interesting number, if we have time before a break, is that, you know, in the United States, 6% of people over the age of 60 live with their family members. In Japan, that number is 70%.
Let me say one thing about those from the Asian community. I have many friends. They understand. They get it. They take care of their senior members of their family. It's a tradition. We in this country, this is my opinion, okay? Not necessarily the views of the staff and management or Golden Bridges. We, as a society, could learn something from them.
I agree, and I'd love to talk about that more when we have time here.
Oh, we'll do that. See, I knew you and I had something in common. All right, we'll take a break. Call them, please. At least find out. Get a free estimate, and I know that you're going to sleep a whole lot better. 1-800-725-0030.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, we are back, and this is Pittsburgh Works. I do have to, Doc, Dave Timmons is here, give a shout-out to all the sisters, of course, not only Little Sisters of the Poor Sister, Margaret, who bought me that ceramic Steeler snowman that you see at the front desk here, and some wonderful goodies, a pumpkin roll, but also Sister Patty Young, Bridget James, and I just met from Sister's Place, Sister Mary Parks. They're going to be on the show next Sunday, December 30th at 5 a.m. for a full hour. And let's just say this before we move on. You've been to a lot of places, I'm sure. There is no place like Villa St. Joseph. If I ever have to go to work for you or anybody in the company, I don't want paid. Just guarantee me that when I get to be of that age, if I have to go, that's where I want to go. I've never seen people more dedicated to wanting to help the seniors of our community than the great sisters and the employees of Villa St. Joseph in Baden.
Well, the Villa St. Joseph doesn't know we're here today.
No, they do not.
But you can't.
I did it. You didn't do it.
You just can't say enough great things about the Villa St. Joseph. I've been working there with the sisters for probably 10 or 11 years now, and I love the place. And there's one thing about the Sisters of St. Joseph. They have a way where you cannot say no. No is not an option to the Sisters of St. Joseph.
And they will run circles around both of us.
They look at me and say, Dave, come here and do this. And I say, yes, sister.
Yes, sister.
And they have more power over me than my wife or my mother. And that's just the way they are.
You know, listen, you always connect your mother to everything that's good. I do. And I think back what really would have extended my mother's life and that guilt trip, you need to sit more, talk more. My mother was a people person, as most people of that generation, born in the 20s, the 30s, the early 40s. They liked to talk to people. If my mother could have had someone every day for an hour, have a cup of coffee, play a little bit of cards, just talk, I'm telling you, it would have extended her life. And you have really gone on record earlier to saying that people will actually do that courtesy of Golden Bridges. That, to me, is just absolutely phenomenal. And that's something, that point alone, I would pick up the phone and make a call.
Well, let's go back to the way we finished the last segment, talking about only 6% of Americans over the age of 60 live with their family. Well, that means that most people over the age of 60 either live with a sick spouse or live alone. What do we know is that 50% of women over the age of 75 live alone. Us men need to do a better job at keeping up to pace with women in terms of taking care of our health and our mortality. We know that living alone is as much of a health risk as not taking care of yourself or as having medical problems, Rob. Regular daily activity, interaction with other people, going to bingo, playing cards. Harvard University's done studies on this, and it's well documented that those things, what we call social participation or social interaction, are as vital to your health as regular daily exercise. People who stay active and have communication and activity with other seniors have much lower rates of dementia and cognitive decline. They have fewer falls. They have less medical problems. And so really when you're looking at taking care of seniors and helping them age with dignity, independence, peace of mind, you know, all the missions of Golden Bridges, part of it has to be looking at how do we keep these people stimulated. Because it's much more than just keeping them stimulated. It's impacting their happiness. It's impacting their health. It's impacting their medical illnesses. And that's a huge component of what we all need to realize, both as members of companies, as physicians, as children, that a simple phone call, a simple picking up your parent or picking up your loved one to take them for coffee or getting them involved in activities is as important as having them, almost as important as having them take their medicines on time and getting them to the doctor. And unfortunately, I think in our society, the things that are hard, the things that are time-consuming are the things that we often overlook, and I'm guilty of that myself. But it's those things that take time that can have all the impact in the world on someone who's elderly.
All I know is that if you at least make the call, it'll be worth it to give you peace of mind to know exactly what you need done. 1-800-725-0030. Dr. Dave Timmons is our guest. What's the number one thing that happens to most seniors in our society? Is it mobility as far as being able to get from point A to point B, whether it's an arthritic condition, it's a lung condition? Is it that, a visual impairment? What is it when it comes to our seniors that they really want the most? Is it getting from point A to point B?
I think the biggest challenge that seniors face is mobility. You know, two-thirds of seniors will become physically or cognitively impaired in their life. So two out of three people out there that you see are going to have a need that's met. You know, one-third of seniors are going to end up in a nursing home at some point in their life. And Rob, when a senior ends up in a nursing home, the AARP has some statistics that the average time that they spend in a nursing home is over 900 days. So these numbers are just staggering, that we know that so many seniors have problems. And if we don't intervene and if we don't take action, they will end up in a nursing home and they'll end up there a long time. And there are many wonderful nursing homes out there that provide great care. But it's well known that over 90% of seniors, when asked, never want to go anywhere but their home. They want to stay in their home for the rest of their life. And our belief is that through a lot of the different lines of Golden Bridges, we can help people stay in their home. You know, a big thing in healthcare, Rob, that I think is going to be coming back and we're going to be seeing a lot of in the future is the old-fashioned home visit. And we're starting to look into this through our practice. My partner, Jay Hartle, who I have to say hello to here, and myself are looking into this. Because so many seniors can't get out of their house, they can't get to the doctor, they can't get to the pharmacy, and it's time that medicine relooks at how we take care of our seniors, and we go back out into the home to take care of people. And it's in that home where we can look around and see how they're really living and all the other ways that we can impact their life.
You know, and I'll tell you, I only know this because I've done many medical shows with people from Heritage Valley, Allegheny General Hospital, UPMC. One of the big problems with the seniors in our community is depression. And they are dealing with serious depression. And when you think about these people, many of them that I've known who end up with this problem, develop this problem, they were so far from being depressed when things were different, it's hard to believe. But a lot of that depression comes from not being able to go upstairs, downstairs, out to the garage, be able to, you know, still cook the way they used to cook, have people come over to their house, just to go to the doctors. To many of them, it's a social visit. They want to go there, to go to the pharmacy, to be able to talk, to interact, to go to the bank, to the grocery store. These are such simple things. It's amazing that we, and I'm one of them, we've lost sight of it in our community. And if we haven't lost sight, then there wouldn't be a need for Golden Bridges. And right now, I can understand why you guys obviously are in demand.
Well, I think you nailed it, and you seem to understand this. And my guess is that you don't have a lot of experience in medicine or healthcare.
No.
But this is something that really everyone out there is an expert in, because everyone out there has family, everyone out there has neighbors, everyone out there has loved ones, and everyone understands this need. You know, you don't need a doctor to really talk about this. You just need to be out there, and you need to live this. And that's the best education, and that's the best way to understand the need.
How many times has this been said to you when you have gone to visit a patient? I really could still be at home. I just wish people would understand it. I just need a few things.
Well, I'll give you an example, Rob. There's a patient of mine in a nursing home in Beaver County, where I work and where you live. And her health was okay. She could have left that nursing home, but she had steps at home. She had 16 steps in her house, and her bedroom and bathroom were upstairs, and she couldn't get home. And for 2 months, it cost her $9,000 a month to stay in the nursing home until she called, and she was able to rent with no money down a stair lift and was able to go home. And not only did that save her $9,000 a month, but, you know, more importantly, it allowed her to be home for Thanksgiving. She was able to go home, spend it with her family, and was able to leave that nursing home where, you know, that nursing home gave her great care. But let's face it, nothing is like being at home.
You mean to tell me you can rent stair lifts too?
Well, the goal of this company is really to help seniors.
I didn't know that.
And a lot of seniors can't afford $4,000 or $5,000 up front to put a stair lift into your house. You know, that's just too much to ask. Most people can't afford that. And so our goal is to help in any way we can. And one of the ways we do that is by incurring the cost up front, trying to make it as affordable and trying to make this process as easy as possible to get you home and to keep you safe and to keep you happy and healthy.
All right, we're going to take a break. And look, I know some people want to talk to the doctor. We're really kind of up against it at the top of the hour, just literally minutes away. We've got a lot of stuff we have to cover. But hopefully we'll have him back and we'll be able to take your questions. And I may be even able to plug him into one of my shows to give you an opportunity to talk to him, because there is a demand. People just want answers. It's that simple. 1-800-725-0030 or golden-bridges.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, we're back. Pittsburgh Works. It's golden-bridges.com, 1-800-725-0030. You know, Doc, we were talking during the break. Dr. Dave Timmons is my guest, and you may recognize him from Heritage Valley Health System. This is in my wheelhouse. I have such respect for seniors. And again, my opinion here, I think that they are highly discriminated against in our community. And I think people forget who these people are. You know, I'm one that believes once they reach 65, no matter who they are, they shouldn't pay school taxes anymore because they paid enough. You know, property taxes, they've done their share. Let the next generation carry the ball. Do you agree or disagree? You don't even have to answer that. And that's why many of them find themselves in failing health, bad nutrition, no one's checking in on them. We have a society now where it's easier to put them in an assisted living facility and visit them on a holiday and bring them a poinsettia as opposed to checking on them. Or if you can't be there, have someone there so they can continue to communicate. Because without that communication and that human touch, you might as well basically, this is my opinion, give them a death sentence, because they are on this earth with no reason to live. And I have found that generation enjoys life more than any generation. They want to go places. They want to dance. They want to go golf. They want to go to the grocery store. They just want to be.
Rob, I couldn't agree more. You know, the generation that we're talking about, what we know is that 20% of Americans are going to be part of that generation the next decade. And so at some point, we can't continue to neglect them. At some point, we can't continue to overlook them and push them aside. We can't continue to act like they are a nuisance to us. And it's a shame. I think they're our greatest resource. You know, nothing in life.
They have tons of knowledge.
Nothing in life is better than experience. You can go to school all you want, but experience is better than anything in your field and in my field. And these people can teach us so much if we just take the time to listen and if we take the time to care for them. You know, one thing I do when I meet a senior, and most of us who do this type of work do this is we say our goal is to respect you and respect your wishes. And so when I mentioned earlier that families really need to sit around the table over Christmas and talk about advanced directives and talk about planning with your seniors, it is so imperative to sit down and to understand what your mom or your dad or your grandparents may want. And it is so imperative that when tough issues occur, we need to respect those wishes. We need to respect what they want and respect how they live their life. The problem is it takes time, and I'm guilty of this as well as most people are. Life gets busy. But we need to carve out time for our seniors. And if you can't carve out time, you need to look to organizations and you need to look to people who will help do this.
Well, I just have a funny feeling, and I can see it in your eyes, that this is the call that I would make, and I surely hope that you will at least make the call or go to their website, 1-800-725-0030, golden-bridges.com. We're going to get back to the real estate thing in a moment because I find that very intriguing. But I got to ask, you're a young guy, handsome, obviously, you know, living life to its fullest. You can have gotten into any type of medicine. You could have been a Top Gun surgeon if you wanted to be. What makes a young man, you obviously have a big heart, want to get into geriatric medicine? To me, and this is, again, just me sitting here, only have known you for like about the last hour, very noble. But why geriatric medicine?
Well, Rob, you look out there, and there are a lot of great doctors and great specialties doing great things. But I see such a void in the care given to seniors. I see such there's a lack of research in how in medicine we appropriately care for seniors. There's a lack of physicians who specialize and put their emphasis in caring for seniors. And what we know, and all the residents who work with me and medical students who come and round and spend time with me, is that caring for the elderly is truly a specialty. It's not something that we can do well if we don't do a lot of it. And I just saw such an area where I could make a difference. And in starting to do it, I just fell in love with it. No one is more honest than a senior. No one will tell you that you gained weight and you look lousy than one of your senior patients will.
Because they care about you.
They do it because they care, and you learn to respect it when they say those things.
Or how about when they say, you think you have it tough? And then you hear these stories of triumph and what they overcame and accomplished, and how really many of them, and you're the medical expert, are still alive because of their sheer will. We really can learn something from them.
We can learn something from them, and we need to learn something from them. You know, I think this is bigger than just senior health or bigger than, you know, driving a senior to the doctor's office. Our whole society is changing, and we really need to take the time to learn from our elders, to learn from the experts in our community.
Well, and here's something else, too. I believe if they're the ones that paid for the house, paid for the repairs, took care of it, you know, really wrote check after check after check, they should be able to either sell their house, downsize, have some money in the bank. And let's face it, sometimes when you leave it up to your kids, they screw things up. And I'm right smack dab in the middle of that bullseye. Thank goodness for my sisters, a lot smarter than me. Because it really can be overwhelming. And especially if someone's ailing or has passed away. Then you have to go through all of their possessions. And then people argue over who gets what. It's just, it's ugly. So talk about what you do as far as real estate. Ladies and gentlemen, long before something happens, please give them the independence of actually selling their home, downsizing, having money, being able to live. And here is how you can do it with Golden Bridges, 1-800-725-0030. Doc?
Yeah, Rob, you brought up something that we really didn't talk about much, and that is when I talked briefly about what Golden Bridges does. Golden Bridges offers every need for seniors, and if we don't offer a need, and if we identify a need, we will offer that need. And as part of that, that is relocation and helping you sell a home. You know, for a senior to have to move out of a home, it's more than moving out of a home. That's your heart. That's your life. That's your memory. And that's a challenging thing to do. Absolutely. And so we have experts as part of the company who can come in, who can help you pack, who can help you find an appropriate place to move to, who can not only help you move, but also help sell your house. We want to take this process and take the stress and angst from your family and from yourself, top to bottom, all the way through. And that's the goal. And that's what I think is needed out there. And that's really, this company was formed as we saw a need. And that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, can I tell you something? And I know a few people involved. money, yeah, you have to make money. That's the idea of any investment. But I think there's a greater good here. And you basically said, Rob, I'm not here to sell. I want to educate. You know, I'll handle that. Because really, if you do both and you help in the end, that's the greater good. That's really why this whole thing came about, Golden Bridges. Because you're not really focused on one thing. It's every aspect. And you still, all these things, it was like a lightning rod. You were just things that you want to see possibly happen in the future. It really is that holistic care for that senior, to give them everything that they need, to give them the quality of life that they deserve, truly in what should be their golden age.
Rob, I think I was taught in life, and I think you were probably taught in life early on, do the right thing and all else falls into place. And that's what we're trying to do, is do the right thing. You know, we're trying to do the right thing from taking care of seniors and helping them modify their house to keep them safe, from providing home care in their house, to providing a senior transportation service with trained drivers, to provide senior sensitivity, to take you into a doctor's office and not drop you off, but to go in and take notes so you can email your family members about how that appointment went. We want to, along those lines, we can help you downsize, we can help you move, we can talk about legal and financial services. And the goal is to really do the right thing and take care of people who took such great care of us all our life.
Well, think how smart you all are, because realize the network that you have. You've got senior doctors, lawyers, nurses, teachers, housewives, stay-at-home individuals. I mean, you've got like the best board of any major company. I mean, you can pick the brain of all these people to help with your people, so when they're out there dealing with these seniors, they'll know exactly how to respond and act. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing thought process when you start really connecting all the dots.
It is. It's an honor to work with a great group of people. And what we're doing is not rocket science, Rob. What we're doing is something that everyone sees the need for. It's just that the position we're in and the work we do, we really were able to identify such a need, and we have such a great group of people who all were willing to share the same vision.
Golden Bridges, helping seniors age with independence, security, and, of course, peace of mind. Dr. Dave Timmons. Doc, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob.
And
I appreciate it.
If you see the nuns before I do, tell them I said hi.
Absolutely.